terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Listen up, people. Listen up. Alexis Drazen was leaving here for a meeting. At this meeting, he was going to make a payoff, which means somewhere in this room there is money. I want it found. I want it found now.
I'm being held responsible for this.
Senator, I don't disagree with you, but unfortunately we have a videotape of her plunging a letter opener into a man's stomach.
Well, you got her into this.
No, sir, I did not. I did not ask her to stab Alexis Drazen. I misjudged her ability to handle the stress of this operation, and as I said before, sir, I will do everything I can to help her.
I know you're just trying to protect me.
Senator, I understand the situation that you were in. But I do not need to remind you that there are at least two suspects at large. Sir, please, I implore you, have as much security around you as you can tolerate and let us do our job.
Keep me posted.
Yes, sir, I promise I will.
They need about all this as evidence. Matthews, okay, all this needs
15 minutes. Gotta be ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Bingo.
Found it.
Keep that access under control.
What?
Bearer bonds.
As good as cash and easier to move. You got the address of the restaurant yet?
California Plaza. It's about 20 minutes from here.
Good.
How are you gonna pull this off, Jack? Pretending to be Alexis?
I don't know yet.
Hey, Jay. Jay, come here. Give me your shirt.
I'm going with you. Coordinate your backup.
Fine.
What's the update on Bauer's wife and daughter?
Still missing.
Anything back from forensics yet?
Well, based on preliminary reports, it looks like the agents were killed protecting the women.
One way or another, we have to find the wife and daughter. I alerted the task force over at district. Why don't you call over there and see if they need anything else from our end, all right?
Right.
Tony, still no word to Jack on any of this, understand?
What do you want me to tell him if he calls and asks?
Tell him you're working on something else and put him through to me, right?
Anyway,
whoever Dan was working for might have information about my mom.
This guy who was in charge, Gaines. I'd never met him before. Dan knew him. Well, maybe his number's here.
What are you gonna do? Call him and ask for your mom back?
Any information I find, I'm gonna give it to the police.
You hear that, Rick? She's gonna call the police. Is that okay with you?
I thought you said you didn't trust the police.
Whatever, I'll give it to my dad.
Dan will go ballistic when he finds out you guys have been going through his stuff.
You didn't tell her Dan's dead?
Not yet. I don't want to freak her out. Besides, Dan's brother Frank is on his way here, and I don't want him to know. Don't say anything, okay?
Okay. This is such a waste of time. We're never going to find anything. I don't even know why I came.
You're married. You have a daughter named Kimberly.
I have a daughter?
Yes. A teenage daughter. You and Jack, you were separated about 6 months ago. That's when we met.
Who are you?
Friend, a very good friend, who wanted to be a lot more.
But?
You were afraid to start a relationship, so we didn't. Then you decided to go back with your husband. Maybe it was because of Kimberly, I don't know.
but you asked me not to call, and I haven't.
I don't remember any of this.
We need to get you to a hospital. Have you looked at?
Why do we have to go anywhere? You said you were a doctor.
No, I'm a surgeon. You need to see a neurologist. You suffered some kind of trauma.
I don't want to go to a hospital.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't want to.
What if I examine you here?
Okay.
There is some physical evidence in George Ferragamo's office that leads directly to you. Subtle enough so the fire marshals didn't find it the first time around. But with a little help, they'll find it.
So I'll be framed for Ferragamo's murder.
Like I said, whatever it takes.
I don't know what you think you've got here, Dave.
What we've got is a tape of Carl Webb admitting that he set my son up for murder.
It might have been a while since I've practiced law, but I know that unless Keith was sanctioned by a court order and prepped by an authority, this is not evidence.
But I've been in politics long enough to know that if the media gets a hold of this tape, the truth will come out.
No. Today can't be about two things, David. It's either about winning the primary, securing the party nomination, or it's about a political scandal, but it can't be about both.
Destroy the tape.
What?
If you don't, not only will you bring down yourself, but you'll bring the entire party down with you.
And how do I do that?
Because you're going to win today. You'll have enough delegates by 8 o'clock. You are the Democratic Party's candidate for president, whether you like it or not. And if you decide to self-destruct, it will take years for the party's platform to recover.
Whoa. Why don't we let the electorate decide on that? And I don't consider telling the truth self-destructive. And how bad will it be for the Democrats if somebody else comes out with this first and I have to go on the defensive?
What do you think, Mike?
I've seen much uglier stories kept under wraps. The only people who know about this tape are the people in this room and Keith. This would not be a difficult item to shelve. And besides, this is currency. Once you get into the White House, this could protect you.
How?
Well, think about it. You'll have evidence against some of the most powerful men in the country. They won't be able to control you, David.
Tony, it's Jack. How's everything going over there?
Fine.
I need to speak to Mason. He's not in his office.
Yeah, he's down here on the floor. Let me transfer you.
Okay, wait, before you do, have you spoken to Terry yet?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you give me the number of the safe house? I'll call over there myself.
Hey, look, let me see if I can get that for you. Hang on a second.
What's up?
Jack's on the phone. He wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Also, he wants the number to the safe house.
Of course he does.
Look, why don't you just tell him what happened?
Why is this so difficult for you to comprehend, Tony? The man is neck deep in an investigation. He has a job to do. Let's let him do it. When we get him back to a controlled environment, we can tell him the truth. Meanwhile, we have a job to do.
I gotta say, I just think it's wrong.
It's not about right and wrong. It's about the fact that we have a priority to protect Palmer.
He's online, too.
Jack, it's me. Where are you?
We're on our way to a meet.
What kind of meet?
Alexis was supposed to make a payoff.
Payoff to who?
I'm not sure yet.
So what are you going to do?
Pretend to be Alexis.
Oh, Jack, you're never going to pull that off.
Alexis was supposed to pay this guy $50,000 in bearer bonds. George, you're going to have to work with me on this. I need backup. Milo's got the address. We should be there in about 15 minutes. George, you keep this guy in play. We got a chance of bringing these guys down. Otherwise, you can wait for Alexis to come to. If he comes to, by then this whole thing could be over.
All right, I'll go along. I'll send you a team.
Thank you. Can you pass me back to Tony? He was going to give me the number for the safe house.
Yeah, I just spoke to Paulson over there. He said the girls are sleeping.
Okay, get him to call me back at my cell when they wake up.
Definitely.
Thank you. Mason's on board.
Oh, that's good.
What else did Terry say?
She didn't say much. Once she guessed that you'd been seeing me, she didn't want to talk to me. Not that I blame her. But I couldn't finish the debrief, so I left and let Paulson do it. Maybe that was a mistake.
No, you did the right thing. This is my fault. I should have told her.
Sounds like she didn't want to talk about it.
Doesn't matter. I still should have told her.
Jack, from what I could see, she really loves you and wants to work it out. Maybe you want to call her now and see how she's doing.
I tried. Mason said they were sleeping. You know what? Why don't you call Paulson and see if they're up yet?
It's not going through.
Might be the area. I'll try again when we get to the plaza. Look, I'm really sorry about all this.
Yeah, me too.
Hanlon, no. Come on, guys, do what you can. At least try to find somebody else, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. I need some extra bodies to help track Terry and Kim Bauer.
I don't know, Tony. I don't see anyone doing crossword puzzles down there.
Look, my hands are a little tired without Nina here, all right?
Because Nina's with Jack, right? She says it's over between them. What do you think?
What?
No, I'm just asking. I mean, you gotta be wondering yourself, right? Hey, Almeida, I'm on your side. Nina ought to be here right now. What does Jack need her for? You're busting your ass without any resources because she felt like taking a ride with him. If that works for you, great.
Now, you know what works for me? You keep an eye on my personal business. That works for me, okay?
You know what? There's entirely too much personal business going on around here. I want to get this place back on track. It seems to me Nina Myers is a big part of the problem.
How do you figure that?
She covers for everyone that doesn't follow code. And everyone who doesn't follow code covers for her. She's with Jack. She's with you. You don't think that's relevant? You don't think that's a distraction?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Well, I do.
Patty said you want to talk to me, Dad?
Yeah, sit down. Close the door.
What's up?
Before I make my decision about giving this tape to the DA, I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
I wanted you to understand what you're up against.
I understand, Dad. I'm ready to go.
No, no, no. Listen to me. We're going to the press with a story about some bad men committing murder and trying to frame you. But these men are going to shift the attention to you and your involvement with Lyle Gibson's death. Ultimately, they're going to make this about you. On television, in the press, everywhere you go, you're going to be accused of a crime you did not commit. Can you live through that?
Yes, I can.
Don't just say it. Think about it.
Dad, what do you think I've been living through? Not just today, but for years. I made a mistake. I was wrong to go to Mom and Carl. I should have come forward right away. Taking my hits right then and there. But I was scared.
that's what you learn. It's okay to be scared.
What I said last night about you not being there, it's not true. It's what I told myself so I can blame you for my screw up.
Doesn't matter why you said it. Fact is, there's some truth to it. I haven't always been there. But I'm here now.
Yola.
Yes, Andre?
You can't find Alexis. Have you heard from him?
No.
He's meeting Morgan in 20 minutes. I need to talk to him.
Look, I don't know, Andre. I've got my own situation to deal with.
Still no sign of the women.
I'll find them.
You checked the hospitals?
I checked everywhere. I don't need you looking over my shoulder.
I'll find them and kill them. Don't worry about it.
Calm down, Yolan, and don't tell me not to worry. Just tell me how you plan to find them.
I'm going to the Bauhaus. Eventually someone will show.
My Aunt Ethel isn't there.
Is there anyone else?
I've tried everyone I could think of. No one's heard from my mom.
Rick, we got things to do. She's gotta go.
What kind of things?
To find out when Frank gets here.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? Look, Kim's in trouble. I gotta help her.
Yeah, and we'll be in trouble too. Look, she has to leave.
That's fine.
Kim, wait. Wait. Hey, look, I just need to talk to her for a second, then she'll go. Where are you gonna go?
I don't know. There's a park that my mom and dad said to go in case of an emergency, like an earthquake. Maybe she's there.
Why don't you just go to your house?
No. The people that are after us probably know where I live. If she's safe, she's not gonna go there.
Right. So this park, how are you gonna get there?
I don't know. Can I borrow your car?
It's not mine, it's Melanie's. Wait a minute. Here, take this. You can usually catch a cab on 4th. It's a couple blocks this way.
Are you sure you can't come with me?
After last night, I gotta lay low. They're gonna be looking for me.
I still think you should turn yourself in. It's not that bad. You helped us escape.
I'm on probation. They catch me, I'm going to prison. Doesn't matter what you or your folks say.
I wish we would have met before this.
So do I.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for you.
You wouldn't be in trouble if it wasn't for me.
That's not true. Dan would have found someone else.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
So how'd it go last night?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Don't look, Bon. What happened to you?
Nothing, I'm okay.
Hey, Dan! Dan!
Go, just get out of here. Grab a cab on 4th.
I know.
Where's my brother?
He's out.
Out where?
We got separated.
Uh-huh. So where's the money?
He's got it.
I'm sorry, I should get going.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
What do you mean?
I don't know you.
My name's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How do you know Rick?
She's a friend of mine from San Diego. She's got to get back home.
She's not going anywhere.
What's that supposed to mean?
My brother's not here, and my money's not here, and I don't know her.
Look, I told you, she's
yeah,
a friend of mine.
Yeah, I understand, but I got business going down here in half an hour. Until Dan gets back with the money, nobody leaves.
Okay, the teams will be in hidden positions here, 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 and here.
What about communications?
I'll be on the same channel as everyone else.
Exits?
They'll be covered by the teams, but I'll double up with one here at the widest exit.
Okay, good.
Yeah?
Jack, you all set up?
Yeah, the team's in place?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to call you about. Teddy Hanlon's running backup.
What?
Hang on, don't freak out. I'm sure it'll be fine. Just avoid a confrontation.
Damn it, George, how could you let this happen?
Look, Jack, I'm sorry. I just found out about it. Division made the assignment.
I understand. Fine, I'll deal with it. I don't believe this.
What?
Teddy Hanlon's in charge of backup.
Seth Campbell's old partner?
Yeah.
Great. Who are you calling?
Safe house. I want to make sure Terry and Kim are all right before this gets started. No one's picking up. Are you sure this is the right number?
It's the number that Paulson gave me.
Why can't I get through?
Jack.
Hey, Jack. Haven't seen you since you put my partner away.
Teddy, don't start.
Teddy, is your team in place?
Yeah, we're not up here shopping for doctors. I heard you really screwed up today. I guess some people have connections and don't get spanked when they break the law, huh?
The guy we're looking for is wearing a red cap. That's all we know about him. I'm gonna stay visible, hopefully draw him to me. No one makes a move until I give the word. Is that clear?
It's your show. Just make sure you stay put when you do. I always get a little bit nervous about target confusion. I'd hate to see one of the good guys go down by mistake.
Teddy, let's get started, okay?
Hey. I don't want a problem on this.
Hey. I got a call from the Rampart Division. They got a report that a woman matching Terry Bauer's description was seen wandering around Griffith Park. You know, it's not far from the safe house.
Where is she?
She disappeared.
All right, I'll get on the satellite uplink. Why don't you get someone posted over at the Bauer house?
I already did. William should be there in a couple minutes.
Good work.
I don't like what I'm seeing. Looks like you've been roughed up by someone.
Do you think maybe that I hit my head, that that's why I can't remember?
That's just it. There's no evidence of a head injury. So for your memory loss, you're coherent. Beside the bruises, do you have any other pain?
Yeah, something's been bothering me, sort of here. Oh my God, what do you think happened to me?
I don't know. But I think you have a condition. It's called dissociative amnesia, and it can happen to someone when they suffer an intense emotional trauma. Now, we need to get you to a hospital so they can figure out what's going on.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I can't explain it, but for some reason, I don't want to go to a hospital. I just have this gut feeling that it would be dangerous. So
how could it be dangerous? I'd be with you. I'd be by your side the entire time. Come on, it'll be fine.
No, I don't want to go.
Terry. Terry, we can't stay here. You need to get checked out. Neural damage, it could become permanent if it's not treated right away.
No, I don't want to go.
Come on.
I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go to the hospital. Please don't make me go. I can't do it. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I don't want to go to the hospital.
Okay.
I can't go. Take me home.
Okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Right, I heard. No. No, we did much better in New York than we thought. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is my safe.
Oh, yeah, that'll make him very happy. Oh, I think so, too. Oh, the DNC, they'll really milk it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but... Well, that's good, though. No, I spoke to Chris. I told him we'd be in Baltimore if we won New York. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jerry, listen, I gotta run. We'll touch base in a couple of hours, okay? Well, how are Beth and the girls?
I'm gonna go back now.
That's terrific. Alrighty, bye-bye. Patty, do you know where David went?
Just down in the conference room. He and Mike are meeting with the publicist for tonight.
Did he say how long he'd be?
He didn't say. Shouldn't be about more than 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Hey, did you hear about New York?
Oh, yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, there you are. Jerry's on the line.
I'm busy.
He said he just wanted
to... I'm busy, Patty. Tell him I'll call him back.
Where's Key?
I don't know. I heard you two had a talk.
Yes, we did. You should talk to him, too.
Really? Well, about what?
Well, we're putting him in a tough place. He's going to need both our support.
No, David. You're the one who's put him in a tough place. And as for needing us, our baby left the nest a long time ago. I don't think he cares to hear what I have to say.
It's ridiculous. Speak to him, Sherry.
Destroyed it.
You destroyed the tape.
And I know you're gonna be angry, but it had to be done. You have blinders on. You're not seeing this thing very clearly. For the best.
It breaks my heart that I was right.
Right about what, David?
That wasn't the real tape, Sherry. I've learned that I don't know you as well as I thought I did. I had to see just how far you were willing to go.
I will do anything to protect my family. Make me a bad person?
I want you to set up a press conference.
When?
Now.
We've got one coming up in less than 3 hours.
I want this one within the hour.
Where?
downstairs. I don't want anyone or anything to interfere with what I have to say.
Nina, I'm on channel one. Do you copy?
Yeah, I hear you, Jack. The signal's good.
Where are you posted?
Just under the east entrance, right under the bridge.
Good. How about you, Teddy?
My teams are in position.
Okay, I got you.
Blocking my view, Jack. Take a couple steps back.
How's that?
There you go. Perfect shot.
Okay. There you go, man.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a very sensitive guy, Jack. I've never seen that side of you.
Drop it, Teddy. We're working.
Jack can walk and chew gum at the same time, can't you, Jack?
What do you want, Teddy?
Nothing. It's just that we're both so busy, we never really get a chance to talk. Did you hear about Seth Campbell's wife, Judy?
No, what about her?
She hung herself. Yeah. Happened a couple weeks ago. I guess
she didn't get the memo, huh? It's a real tragedy. She didn't even bother leaving a note. I guess she thought it was kind of obvious. Trying to raise four kids with a husband in prison and no pension. Because why, Jack? You busted him for lining his pocket with a few extra dollars?
Look, Teddy, I'm sorry about Judy and I'm sorry about his kids, but this is not the time.
That's right, you're busy.
Can this wait, Teddy?
Oh, of course. I just thought it'd be nice to, you know, catch up while we're hanging.
Teddy, I understand why you're upset. If you want, as soon as this is over, I'll be more than happy to sit down and talk with you and tell you my side of the story.
I'd really like to hear your side of the story, Jack. Tell you what, why don't we go to a Starbucks, get a couple cappuccinos, and we can have a little chin wag.
CTU Mason.
George, we have a problem.
What's that?
Teddy's on the open channel hassling Jack. Meanwhile, he's got a rifle and this place is crawling with people.
Well, it's too late to swap them out. This thing's going down any minute, right?
We have to do something.
What channel are you on?
Channel one.
All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Tony, want to conference me in on channel one?
Sure.
Hanlon, it's Mason.
What the hell's the matter with you?
We got a problem with Jack, bury it. You realize how many agents we've lost today? You're in an uncontained environment over there. We don't know what we're dealing with. So let's get on the same page now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Jack, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's get back to work.
I've arrived at the Bauer House. Checking perimeter.
I got a minute.
this my neighborhood?
Yeah, not quite.
We'll be there soon.
Rick says he and Dan got separated. No, he'll be here soon. He knows we need the cash by 7.
What happens when Dan doesn't show up?
I don't know. I'm sure as hell not gonna tell him his brother's dead.
Why not? You didn't do it. He's gonna find out.
Not for me. What?
I don't understand.
Neither do I. Doing this deal is suicide.
I'm not talking about the deal. I'm talking about you.
What do you mean?
You have so much going for you, Rick. You're smart, you're good-looking, you're funny. How did you end up like this?
I'm doing all right.
All right? You're wanted by the police? You got shot in the arm. Your friends that you hang out with are criminals. Do you really want to end up here?
I do the best I can. I didn't grow up like you did.
That's just an excuse. I have a friend named Todd. He went through 2 foster homes. He's got a scholarship to Stanford now.
Well, good for Todd. Why didn't you go to his house?
Because he can't help me find my mom.
Neither can I. Look, I know you're right. And if I get the chance, I'll try to turn myself around. But right now, this thing is what it is. And we've got to try to find a way to get through it.
Get through? This is crazy. You can't let Frank make a drug deal without any money. We're not going to get through this. We're going to get stuck in the middle of it. You have to talk to him, Rick.
Stud, think fast.
Thanks. So, what deal?
We're going to take the 20 grand you made last night and buy some ecstasy. What Dan didn't tell you?
No.
I'm going to flip it to these guys in Redondo. They'll pay 50 for it.
What happens if Dan doesn't show up?
Hey, if Dan says he'll be here, he'll be here.
Someone get these kids out of here.
Tish, one, that's you.
Roger, I'm on it.
Hold up, I think I got him. Hey.
Yeah.
I told you inside the restaurant.
We're doing it out here.
Why?
Because there's a cop inside the restaurant. Come on, let's get this over with.
Fine. Where's the money?
First, let's go over it again.
Over what?
What you're supposed to do for me.
At 7:20 tonight, I'm going to shut down the power on grid 26GG. 5 minutes later, it comes back up.
What else?
What do you mean, what else? What happened to your accent? You know, Lexus.
He's moving.
Station 2, what do you see?
I got him.
I can take him. No, he's not a threat. I can get him. All teams, hold your fire. He's going for the East Bridge. Just cover the exit.
I'm just going to slow him down for you.
Don't shoot! I'm going to put him down.
No, I repeat, do not shoot!
Somebody shoot!
Relax, Jack.
I'll just wing him.
Do not shoot!
Teddy, stand down! Down here now!
Helen,
you son of a
bitch!
I said, don't shoot!
Take care of this.
Stay back! Suspect's down. I repeat, suspect is down. We need EMTs at the east end of the plaza.
This is your house.